most of our people got good sense. And I think they, you know, in our church, we can train them. They take care of themselves. And that's why I'm not afraid to get around my staff, because I know my staff ain't going to do nothing crazy. Just go away and get messed up, you know what I'm saying? We're in another dimension. Yeah, now I'm changing the subject of finances now. Yeah, money coming. I'll talk about another subject tomorrow night that will shake the nation. God even dropped my anointing some, so I wouldn't leap too fast into this time. He took some of my wildness away from me. I feel like my wildness coming back. You know what I'm saying? But he had to calm me down, because, you know, I stayed like that, I'm going to go somewhere he didn't want me to go. But I think we're ready for it now. And these boys have stirred me up, even by Junior coming there with his Money Coming book, how important it is for anybody who is interested in permitting all those powerful scriptures we know to come alive.
Yes, sir.
To move from memorization and meditation to manifestation.
Yes, sir.
You can't spin the word. Not at no store. You just go get your basket, fill it up with Whole Food. And read the 23rd Psalm when you get up and say, tell a man he paid, and run out of that store, just run. And push that basket and run towards your car and put the stuff in your car. See what happens.
Yes, sir.
They're going to lock your tailor. You see what I'm saying? So it's time for manifestation, but beyond that, demonstration.
Yes, sir.
In other words, demonstration are higher than manifestation. Demonstration is just look crazy. How did it happen? How did it happen? He's like that boy in my house the other day.
Yes,
that boy trying to get them bag out of the car. Boy, look at my wife and say, ma'am, I know this person, but how y'all got all this? See, it's a demonstration to him. He never seen nothing like that.
Yes, sir.
You know, God asked me, says, you live in that house over there? I said, yeah. Sure do. Before he can get too far, I said, God did it. You know, God pre-planned things. We're going to go. God pre-planned things. When I walk out there before I build his house, I was looking for one lot. Broke.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't able to buy one lot. You understand? Now, God pre-looking, because he already knew what kind of house he wanted me to have. One lot wouldn't have handled it. I don't know about it. I can't even get one on one lot, you know what I'm saying? A half a lot. But I just heard it. And so many, that's why I've got to record all this stuff, because so many, I heard it. I was walking back out, and I didn't really say it. I'll take both lots. I can't say it because I'm broke. I can't even think like that. But it just came out of my mouth. So I just got in the car and be quiet. You know, I take both lots. Just like I had the money.
Yes,
still can't tell you how I paid for the day. See, and then you heard the story. A Baptist deacon, the same one who was concerned about how I kept my white Cadillac so clean, he said I didn't love the Lord. And he saw in a vision a pushing house on fire. And he had pulled up in his old truck. And I pulled up in that new Cadillac. I had a white Coupe de Ville. Red on the inside. I pulled it behind and parked behind him. So we're going to see about the people. And the people died, everything. People in fire. And he turned around to go run and get his old truck. And I kept going. So he come back to me, he apologized. He said, man, I went back for the old regular truck. You ain't thinking about that car. I thought that car had you. You love God. I said, yeah, I love God. But that Sam Baptist deacon saw our house. He said, man, y'all had a house with chandelier lights, big old house, light. He said, wow, I never seen that like it before in my life. He saw it before it was built. So that's when I went to about 8 banks trying to get the money. Now, the bank in Gonzales, they were all for it until they saw the blueprint. Then they asked me, why you want to build a house like that, Reverend? I said, I'd look at the vice president of the bank. I said, why are you living in the house you living in?
Yes, sir.
In other words, the job I'm doing just as important as yours.
Yes, sir.
See? And some God do something, man. My wife, we were flying airline. We didn't have much yet. But God had boosted us up to first class. And that banker came on a plane. He was headed to the back. My wife was sitting in the front. He looked at her, he kind of looked at her. He didn't understand it. But I pointed my finger at him. I said, I'm going to build a house. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I'm going to build a house. And then I was flying back from that trip. And I said, well, I'll just build a smaller one. Maybe later on God will do it. That's when he told me very loud, don't sell it for less. I provided for you to have the best. So I come home, I told my wife, I said, you just got to go for it, you know. And then a bank approved it. In 3.5 years, they would pay it off.
Yes, sir.
So I went in that bank. They'd been taking my checks all the while. When I walked in there and said, we come to pay it off, I had to figure. They said, well, we can't take that check. Got to, you know. I said, I'll be right back. When you got a cashier's check, and paid them all. See? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they kind of freeze when you're trying to pay them all because they want their interest, you see. But I've had God, and I never said this before, but I'm among family. I've had God spoke to me clearly so many times of impossible things becoming possible.
Yes.
You know, like quitting my job. God literally spoke to me like another man and told me, he said, put your preaching clothes on tomorrow. Quit. I'm going to take care of you the rest of your life. I don't have nothing to go on.
Yes, sir.
But what he said. I want y'all to know God real.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I fed on his word so much. I knew he couldn't lie to me.
Yep.
And I knew it was him. Because when he first spoke to me, I was sitting on a rack. We were loading a truck from the ground aside another gentleman working with me. And when he said that, I look at that gentleman because I heard it audibly. He's still talking about the same thing. I said, I'll be right back. And I went behind a tank. I said, now, Lord, was that you talking to me over there? He said the same thing. Tomorrow you quit. Put your preaching clothes on. I'm going to take care of you the rest of your life. Did I tell anybody? No. Did I went and got my bag out the thing and start talking? No. He said tomorrow. So you got to follow instruction. I went back and told the man, said, well, you know, tomorrow I'm quitting. He had no idea. His Lord didn't tell me to tell nobody.
Yes, sir.
First person I told was my wife. And look how God worked. We just bought a secondhand van. We got bills above our head. And she said, I said, honey, I'm quitting tomorrow. Now you, I'm supposed to get cussed out. Because this is plumb stupid. He didn't lose his mind reading that Bible. You know what I'm saying? She said, prophetically, did the Lord speak to you? I said, yes. She drove on home. Come back home, never asked me nothing about it. We never talked about it no more. I just got up and put a suit on that morning and went and got my stuff out the locker and quit. A few years later, I'm driving down Highway 30. And a man got in the car with me. He used to be my friend. He got in the car making mockeries. I'm seeing him in the spirit. He says, you living off calorie check. Now, that, he don't know God was using him, God, to provoke me to go all the way. I called Carol and said, quit the job. Now, let's back up. Let's reverse. I'm cutting hair in the barbershop. I'm just as crazy as a Bessie boy. I go out and sat all night, drank like a fish, sat all night, just crazy, just doing all kind of stuff. So I'm single now. I'm single. I ain't got no wife. I'm single, but I'm not saved either. And they say, God don't talk to sinner. How you got saved?
Yes, sir.
So I'm cutting hair, and the Lord said, that's your wife in Prairieville. I ain't looking for no wife. You know what I'm saying? He said, that's your wife in Prairieville. And I know he was, I know it was a serious, I better obey this voice. I went and asked her to marry her. Suppose I had the wrong woman, I come and told her I'm quitting this job. Negro, are you out your mind? Huh? Then I called her and tell her quit. We ain't got no money yet. Ain't no miracle that happened that we got money. You know, so she had to be a special woman. And so the reason I preach like I preach and the reason that I'm dedicated like I'm dedicated, I know that God is real. Men say, God don't talk. God have talked to me audibly. I never stopped to count how many times. I know it's over 20 times. I mean, and verbatim, and just like he said it to me, it happened. All the time. It happened every time, Isaiah 55 and 11, every time he said it, it happened just like he said. And it's progressive. He let you step on one level if you obey him and trust him. Here's the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not. You can't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your way and he'll direct your path. I know that. I know about that scripture there, you know. See, because he'll tell you things that are impossible for you to do. And it seemed like if you don't understand him, he said, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your. You don't understand him, he pushed you out beyond your normal comprehension. And the reason a lot of Christians don't go any further is they're safe. Not saved, safe. Yes, S-A-F-E. Safe to what I can do. Or then you could be stupid and thought you heard the Lord. Then you're going to fall flat on your face. So it takes, you got to spend time with him.
Yes.
I'm reading something now about meditating. I have had this book, I have books all over 100. Probably, I got thousands of books. And when God wants me to have a book, he interrupted me some kind of way. I go there and open a drawer or something. And say, what is it? I've been had the book years. Reading on meditating now. Meditation, how important meditation is. You see, the word can't become real to you until it come alive through meditation. I think it's if you want to read about it, in Psalm 19. Psalm 19, open up meditation to you, Psalm 19. May the meditation of my heart and the word of my mouth be pleasing to God. So y'all young people listen to me, listen. Make sure you train yourself to get a hold of God's voice. The accuracy of the scripture, he says, people think reading the Bible or listening to a preacher is what he's talking about. But see, you got to hear while you're listening.
Yes, sir. Yes.
My sheep hear my voice. Mm-hmm. See? And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. So most people are living strange life because they're not hearing the voice of God. They're following the voice of the stranger. Stranger say, you can't do that. You can't do that. Well, you haven't spent enough time yet. You haven't spent enough time to call him a liar when he tell you can't do something. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But you can't quote that voice. It got to be in you. It got to be real. You see, that's how we came. Oh, my. I tried to build a house in Geismar. People wouldn't give me no money because the area wasn't conducive to it. But I just thought I had the land. That's why I had the land, make my land in it. Yes, I didn't know nothing about it over here in Pocon Grove. Where we live in Pocon Grove? I didn't know nothing about this place. I ain't never been there for my life. Just one Sunday, I just drove over there.
Yes, sir.
But I know now it was the leading of the Lord. See? How many ministers, how many persons, somebody bring you a $110,000 check? Huh? See, I've never seen $110,000 revenue, I know. You make yourself special in the eyes of God. God can't make you special. God must become so special to you that God turned and you become special to him because you have specialized him.
Yes, sir.
You can say, I love the Lord. You can read your Bible a little bit. But if are you drunk? Are you fully committed to the things of God on a daily basis? Every moment. All my employees know. Larry and my house, they know what kind of life I live. Sure, I watch television. I sit back in red and white, go to sleep, watch television. I ain't got no problem with that. But boy, I'm zooming in.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I spend hours and hours with God on purpose. So I want him to say something else.
Yeah.
I love to hear him say something.
Like
tonight when I preach it, he was talking to me. That some people got ministry, but they're not online. They're not enjoying it. They're not even getting no results. Because God can't give results to a performer.
Yes, sir.
You understand? See, ministry is not that like the movie industry. You can't be a performer. See, Denzel and him, he made millions of dollars being a performer. But, you know, sometimes I feel sorry for him because I've seen him in some movies really dishonoring God. Cussing. I saw him cuss Jesus. Denzel Washington. F. I saw it. See, I'm just talking among y'all here. But I saw, see, that's selling your life. I don't care how nice a guy. He looked like a nice guy to me. You know, I ain't got nothing against him. But even that old boy, they want that boy to put women clothes on. What that boy name, Buck? Who? David Chappelle. You want Chappelle?
Yeah.
They want him to put a dress on. He said, I ain't put no dress on. And millions of dollars was involved.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to stand your guns. You got to stay. But let... If I'm not saying I'm the only one God talked to, but I've heard his voice. See, you cannot hear God without faith. He don't come up to you and talk to you like a person. You know, but I'm finding something up now. He will repeat if you ask him. I just told you, he repeated, didn't it? I'm sitting on the pipe, and I went over and I said, God, that's you? And he knew I wasn't acting in doubt. I just wanted to make sure that's what he's telling me to do. Because I'm about to quit my job. I've been there 16 years. I'm about to quit this job. I got children, got to eat. They never knew the problem. My children never knew the problem. Lived normal life, never knew the problem when we didn't have it. God always provided. So let me close. You know, I think he's bringing everything back right now. I think he had backed off some for me to get through a season with people because where they're about to go now, they're going to have to be ready.
Yes, sir.
See, they're going to have to be ready. Because revelation is not like an elevator. It's like an escalator. You're not pushing button. When revelation really flowing, you're riding. You see, you get on the escalator, you don't have to push no button. It's just going up. You're just going up. And that's the way revelation is. You finally get out of the elevator. And you get on the escalator. See? Because in essence, no floor is your dimension.
Yes, sir.
For lack of a better word, your life become levelless, flowless. And you sort of like you're floating and wonder why they don't come. They love God. Why they don't come? It's something they're not doing. They got a Bible. They can out quote the scripture, but it's something they're not doing. They still on the elevator pushing button, second floor, third floor. The escalator is just gone. And I'm not talking about a normal escalator.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the ladder that Jacob saw. From earth to heaven. I'm talking about an escalator from earth to heaven. And sometimes you're standing on there and God pushed the button. Take it to another level in his presence, another level of understanding, another level of wisdom. And then now it's hard to find somebody to talk with. Sometimes God speaks to me and I say something to somebody. All they heard was the English word. They didn't see the promotion. They didn't see it because the Bible says, not that you're a bad person, but if you don't spend enough time, you're dull of hearing. God talking to you all the time. But you can't hear him unless you talk to him. See, it's communion. It's spiritual communion is so important. Don't just pray in tongues. Communicate. Communicate with the Spirit. Listen. He'll talk back to you. And give you, best I can put it, divine steps to make. Divine step mean there are steps that God has approved. What God approved, he appropriates. He provides for it. See what I'm saying? Once you get a real look at God, computer, iPhone, internet, none of that going to run your life. For first time you know it, it's temporary. What that word is, Lord? And it's not elite as they're trying to make it be. Use the information for God's glory. But don't let it tell your story. You follow what I'm saying? And it's a satanic eclipse that Satan is putting on the people of God. They're not focusing on God. They're focusing on technology. It's a satanic eclipse. It's a satanic trap. No, you can use the apparatus. You can use them. You can use them, but don't let them become your God. Don't spend more time on your phone than you spend with God.
Right. Yes, sir.
So to the body of Christ, here it come. Health and wealth.
Yes, sir.
About to hit the body of Christ.
Yes.
Because I'm going to do some health revival.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They're like prosperity revival, money revival, health revival. To help the body of Christ to see it. See, the first thing you think about when I say that, you think about your eating. That's the first thing you think about. You got a whole lot of things. You're thinking, you're drinking, you're speaking. Because the Bible says the man thinks in his heart, so is he. So now what the first thing Satan got you to do is to think wrong about food.
Yes, sir.
Think wrong about health. So some people just exercise, run 16 miles a day and drop dead. Wasn't eating right.
Yes, sir.
Exercise can't take the place. See, every time you eat, you're sowing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now the Bible can't change the Bible because you lack it. You're sowing and you're going to reap what you sowed.
Yes,
See? Because I don't believe y'all can change in your senses. Spirit gonna have to help you. You ain't got no sense. When you come down to food, y'all plumb foolish. When you come down to food, the average person is a plumb fool when you come down to food. Just like that girl spoke out foolishness, talking about she been following me. I ain't getting rid of my food. I said, God, no, hang your stupidity out on the line where everybody can see it. All the stuff I done taught that morning, she gonna hang it on the line. I ain't getting rid of my food. I don't care if she don't get rid of her food. Uh-huh. See? But it's not just about food. It's about training yourself. Let me tell you something you don't know. Mass mind thinking. Old age conditioning. Mass mind, old age. It had been put in society to think when you're a certain age, you're old. But yet, Psalm 139:14 tell you how you're made. And if you align your soul up with it to receive information right, then you can go on to Psalm 90 and have a long, satisfied life. You don't have to get old with no stick and can't take care of yourself and all that. That's thinking. Yes, now, men searching in science, they're searching in scriptures, they're searching in psychology for the fountain of youth. The fountain of youth was built in you when you were born. Yes, in your cells.
Yes,
when your cells get the right ingredient, they renew it all the time. Now see, I found this out after many years, so I had to deal with a lot of stuff. But you younger people, y'all find this thing out and begin to take care of yourself. Like Ron them got a testimony there.
Yes, sir.
Where they're eating to alkaline their body. I'm getting all this recipe, all of every one of them. I want them all. And then start eating them.
Yes,
see how small Ron is, how average and lost all that weight? Chantel on her way. The son done lost 15 pounds. Eating like that. And eating, and it's delicious. It don't have to be water and carrot juice or something like that. It's a lot of things, but we just McDonald's, Burger King, with that chicken playing there, Chick-a-Flick, Chick-a-Trick. And I think if in eating cooked food, yeah, our money come again. You got to have the right type, organic chicken, organic salmon. You got to audit, but you got to have some money. You can go get old salmon from anywhere, but you gonna get the real salmon,
right,
where it don't have all that stuff in it.
Right.
Don't hog out on that.
Right.
You know, don't hog out on it. You don't have to have all that. Your body been trained. Mine too been trained wrong. You know, you want, well, I want a piece of this. I want this. You know. You go get a glass of water, your body go to cussing. Nobody want no D water. I want something else, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But oh my God, let's go home. That's a wrap.